True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how you play defense, baby.
Yeah.
Defense did their job last night. Falcons win.
I got that video that your partner on the podcast, Brian Baldinger, posted where you got Jalen Walker just looking like Jalen Walker beating up a Texas lineman.
Well, this is – we didn't see this, Mike. Camp. We didn't see it in
and
camp.
That's why, guys, when we did – when you listen to Duke Thimble, do you understand the words
gotta
coming
come out
of my
mouth?
We said that, you know, Pierce looked great because we got to see him. We didn't get to see Xavier Watts as much in camp. And then by the time we were done at camp and back in studio, it wasn't open to the media. That's when Jalen Walker got out there. That's when Watts was more consistently out there. Watts, Bowman, Pierce,
yep.
Everybody, man. Walker, everybody contributing on defense. And now you're going up against a banged up defense, an offensive line, I should say, for our defense perhaps to feast on in Carolina coming up in week three.
Oh, yeah. Look, things look promising. Nothing is guaranteed.
Worried about AJ Terrell, though.
I am too, because this could turn into, Mike, not just one, not two. It could be a 3-week kind of deal where now he's missing significant time. The good news is I do feel like we have the depth. I'm not saying these guys are better, but we have the depth to maybe withstand this kind of injury if AJ is going to be out. And look, I don't think he plays next Sunday, and it's
right.
Monday. I don't think you run off the field. Did you see how he fell, grabbing the back of his leg?
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean,
we're not orthopedists or, you know, physiologists. But, yeah, Day-Day, I know I asked you earlier, so C.J. Henderson and Kobe are on the depth chart. So you do have, in C.J., a guy who started in the NFL, practice squad, I should say. Perhaps they'll be elevated because, you know, if we get into it, the rest of the depth chart at corner, you know, it's Natron Brooks and Clark Phillips. So meanwhile, Xavier Leggett has not done anything for Carolina. They've been struggling offensively. They're 0-2, are the Panthers.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, coming up, by the way, in the 4 o'clock hour, we will talk to Brent Key, head coach of Georgia Tech. Huge win for the program. Huge win for Tech. They are ranked now in the top 20. And more importantly, Mike, I think their path to the ACC and coach ain't going to – trust me, he ain't going to talk about that. He's not going to want to say 5 or 6 weeks from now what this may look like. But for the first time in a long time, don't you feel like they set themselves up for a chance to play in the ACC championship game? Like,
yes.
If they handle their business?
Right. You and I, when we said this, you know, as I remember a few weeks ago, we said, you know, I think this is a year that Tech can make the leap to 10 wins. And I heard somebody on this radio station, oh, me? Steakhouse, well, that means they're only going to lose. If you lose to Georgia and Clemson, you can't win it. You can't lose out. Well, they already knocked off Clemson. And look, the Clemson, I don't know what that is. I bet some money on them. I thought they were going to bounce back. Not happening. They may still find a way to redeem themselves. Doesn't look like it anytime soon.
No.
But Georgia Tech, you know, again, if the passing game gets more well-rounded later in the year, don't lose a game you're not supposed to an inferior opponent, like, you know, a Wake or something like that with a first-year coach. Virginia Tech just fired Brent Pry, who was terrible. So things are – you look at the rest of the Tech schedule, Carl, and you start feeling pretty good. You know, about where you're at.
You have to. But Coach is going to join us, and we'll certainly get into that discussion with him. If you are tuning in and you're going, man, how do you guys feel about last night? Look, we give you the positives, we give you the negatives. The positives were that you held a team down at their home field, right? Mm. And you literally got off the field when you felt like it. You turned him over. You got six sacks. There's just so many positives. The only negative thing that anybody pretty much can talk about is our inability to punch it in 1-for-5 in the red zone. And then you get that leads us to another conversation, which is, what is going on with the playbook? Was it soft play calling last night? What was the deal? Did you just feel like, hey, we ran for 200 yards, guys. We don't need to do a whole lot here to finish this game. Like, there are things as the game progressed that I could understand. But as the game started, you just go, all right, why are we not punching it in? We're ineffective. Penalties held us back. And then, Mike, the play calling, I think, has bugged a lot of Falcon fans just from across right. the board. It's not one particular thing. It's just what's going on there? Why haven't we looked more fluid?
And I get it. The pistol is what Pettix is familiar with, but he's also a super bright guy who can work out of being under center. He can work under center. And then, guys, when you run the football as effectively as they are, it sets up the play action. So you fake the handoff to whoever it is, whether it's Bijan or Tyler, and then boom. That's when that one like partial hesitation crawl from a corner or a linebacker, and then Pitts is open. And then you're down. And you're also helping your wide receivers who aren't 100% by giving them a little extra separation, right?
Yes.
So I struggle with Zach Robinson at times. I wasn't trying to be a wise – well, actually, I was. I said maybe he's going to be the stump off the Sean McVay coaching tree. I just want to see more imagination. I want to see – and it's not even – Carl, that's not even imagination. That's, to me, that's common sense. A lot of guys agreed with us earlier last night on social media, on the text line. Run some play action. You know, less pistol, more Michael Penix under center. And good things – when you run the football that way, Carl, you're just – The passing game should flow so easily off of that. And you mitigate what Brian Flores is trying to do with his aggressive blitzes.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, they got to Michael a couple of times, but it wasn't anything like we expected.
Now, Grenard had that free runner because I want to say that Bergeron was pulling and Jake had like two guys in front of him.
Yep.
And so Grenard just got a free shot on him. But that's about as bad as it got.
All right, 404-726-0929. We've been taking phone calls, and we'll continue that throughout the course of the show. As we're talking Falcons, I want you to hear a couple of things. And Big O behind the glass, let's hear Raheem Morris talk about the pass rush additions. They invested in pass rush, and it's starting to show. It's one thing when you invest in pass rush, Mike. Think about our draft, right? We went two edge guys, and then we went basically back half of the defense. And you're trying to improve both of those areas. And in at least through 2 weeks, you're seeing the dividends. Guys, week one, Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman were the best rookies on the field. Last night, I thought they were the best rookies on the field again. There's no coincidence there. These guys are playing at a level right now where you go, it feels like they're vets, but they're not. Here's Coach Rod talking about the pass rush.
No, it's just a lot of pressure from Mr. Blank to get after the passer. And those guys really respond when he comes down. Those guys really respond when we bring those guys in. No, all joking aside, we brought those guys in to do that. And I don't know if it's contagious, but it's fun. And those guys like to do it. We talked about having to stop the run early. Those guys really went out, buckled down on the run, forced these guys to be one-dimensional. They was able to get after them.
Yeah, man, the Bucs game in Minnesota, it's kind of funny how last year we lost to the Steelers in a game that was as frustrating as the Tampa Bay loss. We didn't have the coup miss kick, but right. I thought so many opportunities. That was when Kirk Cousins looked like he was walking around in wet cement. Remember that?
He was.
And then we go up to Philly, and we get the two-minute drill, and we beat – that was when Saquon drops or fumbles the easy touchdown, and then we get the win. So everyone kind of had us losing in Minnesota. And guys, J.J. McCarthy, we knocked him out of the game. He's potentially banged up, but might not even play next week. Carson Wentz looks like he's going to start. And they had their own injuries. We had a third-string tackle. We just talked about our wide receivers on 100%. Cry me a river. Everybody's dealing with injuries around the NFL. So we did what we were supposed to do. The only thing we didn't do is blow Minnesota out, is what we should have done by halftime. Hopefully we can take care of the same kind of situation in Carolina, where a quarterback who's still a work in progress with an offensive line that's really in shambles right now.
It is.
And a lack of playmakers. So let's hope that we go up there. And, man, all of a sudden I'm thinking about making a road trip, Carl. I'll deal with that traffic. Man, now it's the constructions on the Georgia side of the Carolina line. But anyway, a lot of Falcon fans will be making the ride up to Carolina. We're celebrating a 22-6 win where our defense has not looked like that since we beat the Cowboys in 2017.
Well, the other thing we're celebrating is I think he's the best back. I'm not going to say one of. I think you're seeing the emergence of the new. Saquon is Saquon, and he's been that since he got drafted in 2018. But Bijan Robinson, guys, is that dude. And I want you to hear him talk about where he gets this elusive style. This is interesting because if you're of a certain age, you watch Barry Sanders. We didn't appreciate Barry Sanders until he was gone. Because Barry Sanders never had the offensive line that Emmitt Smith had. He never had the other playmakers around him. And yet he was so different and special. Here's Bijan talking about his elusive style.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's a God-given ability that I work on every single day. But for me, like, you know, before the game, I watched, like, Barry Sanders highlights. And I always try to take some piece, like, of what he can do and what he does. And he's my favorite running back. And I watch him and LaDainian Tomlinson. But for me, like, as soon as you see a defender in the hole or as soon as you see a defender right there, like, you want to make them as uncomfortable as possible. And for me, like, you never want to make a defender comfortable in the hole, no matter if it's a bad play, bad mix, so you can get vertical. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's just what we do.
Yeah, man, and as we said, Chris Collinsworth, I know usually he makes a lot of Falcon fans' ears bleed. I thought he was, you know, it didn't bother me, but he was good last night, Carl, and I thought paying some tribute to all the things we just talked about, the changes in our defense and how elusive, you know, Bijan is. Some of the best Barry Sanders runs were just to get back to the line of scrimmage for Detroit.
True.
And that was Bijan last night, making like basically seven moves to get 5 yards.
Yeah, it's nuts. When he was at Texas, I think he led the country, Mike, in like that 10-yard span where he...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Had the most missed tackles of anybody in the country. And we're talking about like that, guys, it's so crowded in there, but you guys watch him and you see this happen now with the Falcons where there's two guys that haven't even an angle on him and you go, oh, he's about to get tackled. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And he's getting 3 or 4 more yards. And you're like, he makes you miss in a very small area. And that's just hard to do. But the special guys like Barry Sanders had that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.